Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is basically a makeup for yesterday since it was a holiday. We weren't live, but we certainly are today. Yep, and glad to have those of you who are with us. Love having you.
We have international shout out to Allison real quick now.
Allison, yay. Glad to have you.
Back to Deborah.
So bear in mind as the show begins that I'm not using tarot cards. These aren't oracle cards, not angel cards, which, of course, Veronica will be giving you an angel card reading. After you get one from me, but I'm not giving angel card readings. The cards I'm using are, I'm holding it up for our Facebook Live watchers. It's simply an ordinary deck of playing cards, you know, that we play games with. This is the deck that my grandmother taught me as the basis for personal prophecy readings. And the cards are very telling. It's amazing sometimes how incredibly accurate they can be, even on things you perceive and you think, oh, that's never going to happen. Excuse me, is everybody all right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I just ripped myself. It's all good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Especially things, I'm completely lost my train of thought. So anyway. Have an open mind, receive a reading, they're free, and we're all going to be here to coach you about your reading and paths that you can choose toward a better, more fulfilling, love-filled, you know, joy-filled future. There we go.
I like it.
All right.
So like that day you shuffled the cards that one time, and it made it sound like you were falling over or something. I'm not sure. It sounded really bad.
It sounded weird.
It's an
odd sound that you don't hear when it's really close to the portal speaker.
Right.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know what it is now. But at first it was like, what the hell is there like? Is there like some kind of catastrophe happening?
It sounded like you were falling out of your chair.
Is there some kind of bridge collapsing there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we're all good now.
We're good now, yeah.
All right. Let me dive in here. We want to give that number out first, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I'll give the disclaimer real quick right there, too. It's a reminder this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that's our disclaimer so nobody freaks out and does crazy stuff on their first reading ever.
Right.
For those folks that were called in, we had a lot of people on hold, and I apologize. I don't know. It was weird. The internet, two of our devices dropped, but not all of them. So I don't know that it was this house.
It feels like it was.
Somewhere, something happened somewhere, and Facebook, the free software I always complain about, all I had to do is go up and hit resume. BlockDoc doesn't say resume, so I had to go re-rack a quick show. We're good. We got people going back on hold. Don't hang up. We see you. We're not going to drop you again. I feel bad because we had a Skype caller and they're not.
Yes,
I don't see them
again.
Not
there now.
So if our Skyper is there, go ahead and reconnect, please. That was kind of cool. It's fun because we don't know who it is.
Right. It's a mystery caller.
Yeah, we got it narrowed down to one or two, but that's about it. Folks, when you do get a hold of us live, on hold, be on speakerphone. That's the normal human thing to do. But please, if you can, do not be on speakerphone. Do not be on Bluetooth. But I understand there's laws and stuff where you have to and safety, and we don't want you to go into a ditch and burn to death because we couldn't hear you very well. But that's the problem, is we might not be able to hear you very well. We'll just see what happens. Occasionally it happens. Watch your background noises. Stay stationary if you can. That'll help things out, because it goes through the internet and comes out on our speakers, and a lot of things happen there.
Sometimes
all right?
I can't hear you.
And let's see. I want to say we got Allison is here from the UK.
Woohoo!
Allison?
Yeah, and she's, yeah, sorry, Allison, we gotta follow our protocol first, actually. We have to talk about a gem.
Yeah.
And Veronica has a gem, and I shall display it. Or she can hold it,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, so I have to just hold it really close to the
You got about here. A foot. You got about a foot, or you can go above it.
Okay.
Below it. You can go below it if you want.
So I'll stand up.
You can do what you got
to
do.
So this, you might not be able to see it because it is the way it is, but this is called a opal, a rose, and a rainbow opal.
Don't worry about hers too much. Worry about them.
Yeah, you need to put it to the other camera.
Well, you don't have to go right there. I'm just saying, make sure that you're, because your hand is like this blocking it. Just make sure it's like that.
I can't do it without showing my whole body.
So, all right, I shall do so.
You can try to show it, and then. So the square is it is polished opal.
Yes, it's almost the size of this one, particular size of a die.
Exactly. And then he has another one, kind of about the shape of the thumb, and that is called a worry stone. So when you are feeling anxious, or it also says you can hold it in your hand and rub it with your thumb if you are having PMS. If you are giving birth, it's supposed to be good for hormonal, and eases childbirth, alleviates PMS, helps to aid in infections and fevers, encourages freedom, independence, memory, and self-esteem raiser.
Yeah, and it's like the one that is, you said the highly polished and the really good, so the one that's square?
The one that's square.
You can actually see light through it. The other one is opaque. There's mm-hmm. no light going through that sucker.
Right. It's just because of the different way that they polish the stone.
And probably mined it maybe.
And
the one, and the, you know, it's like any, like when they get diamonds up, they choose like the,
right.
That's the one. That's going to be a good one right there.
So it's really cool to see the different, they're the same stone, but they're differently mined or polished.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. And if you go on the internet, you can get better pictures of it.
You can.
But I mean, you know.
Look up a rainbow opal.
Yeah, because you could tell it's in the opal family.
It is.
But if that was the other opal, those big pieces, that'd be worth some bucks.
Yes, I have actually seen people make the worry stone into a ring.
I could see that as a strong possibility.
Well, or that would might fit into a nice pendant.
Yeah.
The oval shape.
Oh yes.
And that thing there, I don't know that one. I want to put a little dot on it and play die. Let's play Yahtzee. You got a whole bunch of them.
You would have to be. You just have a really good game. Because it's very good for self-esteem.
Yeah, well, I mean, or get two of them and go gambling. I mean,
get two of them.
Yahtzee, you would need five. Good Lord, you know. All right. Let's not. Yes, go ahead,
Jim. Can you just chat amongst yourselves for a minute? I forgot to get my water, and I definitely need water to give readings.
A lot of time. All right. Well, yeah, we can chat.
Be right back.
We'll chat
will be right back.
Okay.
After these messages.
Yeah, we're business here. We got, right now I see three. One thing, when you are on hold, don't freak out like you're calling the IRS. We physically see that.
It's following her.
I don't care. That's her problem.
we should have closed
it. Hey, Deb.
Hey, what?
Remember, that little lens follows you.
Is it following me to the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't go grab a bottle of booze and start chugging it.
And that you're wearing pants.
And that you're wearing pants, yeah. All the above. Anyway, the folks that are on hold, we see you. We got you. I log you in order because it kind of, I think it goes, I don't know. Their order is random, but we don't want you to be random. I want you to be in the order of you that were waiting the longest. So we have you. We're getting ready to take your calls. Psychic Love Doctor Facebook Live watch folks. If you can't call in and you can be patient, we will turn to you. If all you can do is type in your question, if you can just hang out, the lines mellow out, and they may. You know, it's as far as the United States, a lot of people take that extra day off on these three-day weekends. Some of them take a Friday and a Tuesday off and make a big vacation time out of it. Yeah, and Luna thought it was kind of funny. She thought the whole camera was moving on its own. She didn't realize it had that.
Fun.
Well, that's what it looks like if you don't know, how these things work.
Yeah.
Right.
She thought, I'm sorry, what?
It looked like the camera was moving on its own, like it had some kind of like on a swivel tracking. It kind of actually is based on the wide angle panoramic view and its focus. So it's not wrong to say that it wasn't moving on its own because it was.
This is my hand right here. Usually I'm completely covered.
It's got that wide panoramic view so it can actually swing around.
I should have sat behind
I don't know how many degrees it has. You know, you'd have to, they might not even publish how many degrees the wide angle view is, but it's quite a bit when it wants to be. All right. Is the reader of the cards with us? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, I got it facing the camera. I can't see. You might be tying a noose, getting ready to call it quits on life or something.
Oh, my God.
Standing on a stool, and I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know.
She's not doing that.
I mean, I could see it on Facebook after 20 to 30 seconds, but I wouldn't be able to see it live. All right. Enough of that morbid shit. We're gonna go to our caller numero uno, which is 779. That should be in the wonderful, lovely Lincoln State, Illinois. 779.
You better stop. There's nothing wonderful about this state. Stop it.
Oh my God.
I thought you were gonna get the state tattooed on you.
Yeah, on your forehead.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna get it tattooed on your forehead is what I'm gonna do. And it's gonna say Illinois sucks.
You know what?
Hi guys.
Hey, how's it going? I find it really easy to kind of screw with them and piss them off. Say Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois. It is. It's Illinoising to be here.
But if you say the noise, it's not pronounced that way. It's like I see an S. It's Illinois, and they get all mad. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't get mad. So anyways, lots of good news, I guess. Some good news. I got my feeder job at UPS.
Yay!
Nice.
So hopefully I start that in August.
Nice.
And
pretty badass.
Thanks. I'm super excited and super nervous.
I didn't quite catch
say that again.
Something about UPS.
Go ahead and repeat your employment. I turned the volume up.
Okay. So I got the semi-driver 18-wheeler job at UPS.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So it finally came through. Hopefully, I start in August.
Okay.
And will you be going coast to coast, or what will you be doing?
No. I'm a local person, but see, for your first year, you're the low man on the totem pole, and so I have to do the jobs that other people don't want to do. Like, they'll call in and be like, I don't want to be in work today. I get called in and I do their job, so I could be doing anything. So I have to learn all of everything.
Right on.
Well,
yeah,
I
so it's a year of being on call and being everybody's, lack of a better word, female dog bitch. So that's what I am, but I don't care because I'm making bank and money, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's a career move.
That is.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited. So,
what would you be your question for your reading?
Okay, so I'm thinking about bringing my horse to Illinois, and I want to know if that's a good move or not.
Where is the horse?
Because I still have to talk to my friend who technically owns the horse, but she's always said if I've wanted the horse, I could just have it. I haven't talked to her yet because I'm waiting a day after the drunk fest that people have on the 4th of July. I was going to call her tomorrow and pick her brain because I already have everything arranged, stabling, a ride, and everything. I just want to know if this is a good move. What do the cards say?
Where is the horse?
Huh? The horse is in Virginia.
That's what I thought.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts in Virginia-ish?
Where she used to live?
Like north of you guys, right there in, she's in New Kent, Virginia, and my friend Mary, who's in New Kent, is leaving at the end of the month to come here to Illinois for a race, and she's got space in the trailer to bring my horse.
Nice. That would work out. Oh, yeah, that is really nice to have that all lined up.
So you have a place for the horse.
All right, Deb's doing the cards. I hear her flipping.
You have a stable and good environment for her.
Correct.
Awesome.
Perfect environment.
Yep. She just wants to know if that is the right move to make.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good move. It'll be good for the horse and good for you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Too.
Now, can you read about the barn owner? I always like to ask questions. I mean, she was an amazing lady when I talked to her and stuff, but I always like to get a feel for the owner of the barn.
Ooh, nice. Did you see anything in there?
Oh, where you're going to move the horse to?
Yes.
Yes. Her name is Pam.
Okay.
And when I met her, we had a great chat.
I don't see any difficulty with that, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. It's good all the way around. Nothing negative here.
Perfect.
And how far away is the barn from where you live?
Well, it's about 25 minutes from my house and 5 minutes from my sister's house.
Oh, that's
okay.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump.
And it's connected to a forest, so I have trails.
And it will be okay when you go on road. So good. Okay.
So she's getting her roots firmly planted in her favorite state now.
Yeah, she is. You can't ever leave.
Stop it. I will come out there and beat all of you if you keep saying it's a great state. The only reason I'm staying here is because my little great niece won't let go of me.
Okay.
Well, and also now you landed a good job. Those are two reasons.
Yeah, you did get a good job.
Correct. But the great niece is number one because she's 2 years old, and every time she comes around me, everybody else is chopped liver.
I gotcha. Okay. And having a horse now, that's going to be fun for the niece.
Correct. I can teach her how to ride because she's going to be tall, so why not?
Yeah, I'll better start young.
Yeah,
awesome. So you guys gave me my answer.
Great.
Well, good for your morale.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you for a little while, so that's good that everything's going well.
Would you like your angel card?
Oh.
Yes, I want my angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading. I almost forgot, but Veronica did not.
I did not, right. I'm here for a reason. Victory, Archangel Sandalphon.
Mikey.
Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Good one.
Yeah,
wow.
Right, there's lines. The stars are aligned.
I think the stars did align for that. Tippy!
Wow.
I think that job's going to be fantastic for you.
I think so too.
That is actually like winning a little mini lottery.
Yeah.
Really
that
is.
Like, you guys are making me feel even better because I knew, you know, things come together synchronized for a reason. So,
and
okay.
Any UPS position you compete for, you're competing with a lot of people.
Uh-huh. And
yeah, but yes, I am. I am. But I got it. It's mine. Nobody can have it.
You got it. It's yours, and now, and you can mold it and develop that. And once you get there and get some stuff under your belt, when you decide to leave your favorite state, they'll be able to transfer you.
They'll be able to transfer you. Anywhere.
Yeah, they'll be able to transfer me back to Virginia, North Carolina, or Tennessee.
Yeah.
I haven't chosen yet.
We will look forward to it.
All right, guys. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Love you. Bye.
Okay,
I love you too.
Our first call on the right foot. Let's go forth and conquer.
We shall do so. All right. Well, she has hung up. Now, what I do, because some people shut off their other devices. They only have one device, so they call in. I put them on mute and let them listen to the show if they only have the one device. She hung up. I will not disconnect anybody at all. Some people want to stick around and listen to the show. And I've noticed, Deb, real quick, we got another caller. We have not forgotten about you. I've noticed that on non-show days, that people are going on Blog Talk and downloading the like a previous show, or who we don't even know what they're downloading archives.
That's awesome.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because I go on there and I look and I was like, oh, it says like whatever date it said. I think it was Sunday. Somebody downloaded the show. I was like, wait a minute, Sunday. We didn't do a show. Oh, they're downloading archives. So that's cool.
That's fantastic.
And it's a reminder to everybody else is where I'm going is on Blog Talk. You can do that. And if you are on Facebook Live or if you are not Facebook, just Facebook in general, if you follow the Psychic Love Doctor show, follow, like, whatever you want to call it, all these shows are posted.
Yeah.
And you just have to be patient and scroll back. I don't think they ever delete them.
Right. The only time that we will...
No, unless we deleted it. If it was
unless we deleted it.
If it was a real Charlie Foxtrot, it was just horrible to watch and a lot of problems, we'll delete it. But typically
right.
we post it and leave it posted.
Pretty much leave it.
Forever. All right. I'm going to call Huntsville. I'm going to remind everybody. Yeah, we're close to the halfway point. Close enough. Because we have another caller and it's going to take us over to Hoop. I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. And for people that are listening and haven't seen me posted on Facebook or the Blog Talk folks, 515-602-9676. Plenty of time to call in and get in the queue. Get a reading.
556.
All righty. We are going to our next caller, a very familiar area code to us, 423-Tennessee.
423-Tennessee.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Luna, you must have charged your phone.
I did. The storm moved out, so I was able to call in. It was a pretty bad storm, too.
So it took your power out for a wee bit?
No, but it was flickering. So I put my phone on the charger just in case, but it was flickering on and off. But the way the wind was and everything, like, it blew my trash cans into my neighbor's yard, and then neighbor lost a tree. So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow. That is nasty.
Wow.
Well, hopefully everything is cosmetic.
If the worst thing you lose on your property is your trash cans, count your blessings because you can go fetch those back.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, Luna.
What's up, Buttercup?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
All right, well, I mean, I don't think I asked last week, but I just want to get a reading and see how July is looking for me, month of July.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. Let me lay them down.
How was your 4th of July?
It was pretty good, nice and quiet. We had some hamburgers and hot dogs, and then we set off a little bit of fireworks, and it was nice and quiet until the neighbors started shooting off their big fireworks, and we went outside and watched them.
Hey, that's free show.
Oh, it is. Actually, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like living near the ocean or some kind of big, giant lake, whatever, because a lot of people go out in their boats and launch all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah.
For people on other shores, it's kind of cool. I got to spend, I felt like I was in World War II, and I had to take the dogs to a bunker during a bombing raid the last two nights.
Oh.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there was no party nights. I had to plan ahead of time. All right. At 8 o'clock, 8:15, I give them their Benadryl, and then by 8:45 or 9, we retire to the bedroom that has the least amount of acoustic outside issues. Yep.
Well, Luna, this should turn out to be a pretty decent month for you. There's a lot of happiness and sense of satisfaction around you. A very uplifting month, you could say. Now, one thing I see that's kind of out there on the horizon, and I'm thinking toward fall, you may decide it's time to look for another job, something more financially rewarding, but also maybe less stressful. For you. Not that driving around and doing delivering is stressful, but after the next few months, you might start to feel stressed, is what I'm seeing.
Sure.
Possibility that you're going to want to try something else. And
I've been thinking about that because you know, with the gas prices going up and, you know, not many people are using DoorDash, and if they do, they're being, like, really cheap about it. So, like, and they're, like, not tipping at all and still wanting us to drive, like, 6, 7, 8, 10 miles. So, yeah, it's getting to be stressful.
Yeah.
I'm having to pick and choose my orders.
And you know what, hon? Don't feel bad. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Even myself, I find that my clientele are so busy paying for gas and trying to keep their lives going. You know, they don't have money for extra. So, you know, it's very understandable that you're going to think, gee, this isn't really working out well, and I do feel you'll look for something else. And it'll be a good time for you. To do that.
It's probably one of those things that was meant to be. It was in the cards, so to speak. But yes.
Oh, yes. So true. And I really feel that you're going to feel in through July and also into August, like life is really starting to come together for you in many ways. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we should send a big shout-out to Terry Sue. I don't know what made me think of her, but she has had surgery. She's been in the hospital. And
her
so
gallbladder needed to be taken out.
Oh.
The what?
Her gallbladder.
Yeah, and she's had pancreatitis and some other issues. So we'll just send some healing energy out to our Terry Sue.
Yes,
I did not know. Well, if she's... She's probably not listening if she's recovering, but if she gets a chance when she's feeling better, she can look at the repost.
Yeah,
I think she's still in the hospital.
Oh, right. Yeah, if she's in the hospital, she ain't got time for this.
She says that she's hoping to be released on Wednesday.
Oh, which is tomorrow.
Nice.
That is tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Better things are coming your way.
Better things are coming.
All right. Well, I think it is time for... Luna's angel card reading.
Yes. Prosperity. Archangel Ariel, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Right.
Yeah, and it sounds like she was already kind of getting that feeling already, too.
For sure.
Thank you,
Luna.
Thank you. I've got a lot going on this month. I'm working my butt off because we're going up to Virginia to visit family at the end of the month because it's my son's birthday this month.
Awesome.
So I gotta save up for that.
What day is his birthday?
Huh?
What day is his birthday?
The 25th.
Whoa, very, very, very close to mine.
Yes. That makes him a Leo.
Yeah, a lot of people in my family have July birthdays.
He's Leo. Yeah, I mean, all my brother, my sister, and myself are all July babies.
Wow.
But the 18th is a Cancer, or the 17th and 18th is Cancer.
Yeah, my brother and sister are, not Leos.
Okay.
They're very early in the month.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hey, I'll be honest, I don't put anybody down, but
know anything.
I'm not into that Zodiac stuff.
I know nothing. I just know what other people
I know I'm a Leo. He's a lion. Lion's king of the jungle. I think that's badass. I like it.
Right. He likes that, but knows nothing.
I always know nothing. Just like, what was that, Hogan's Hero? I know nothing.
I know nothing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Luna. We've been keeping you on.
Luna. Take care.
Bye. Thank you, you guys. Right, bye-bye.
And I'm glad your phone did not die.
Yeah, stay safe.
Okie dokie. Yes. I'm looking at the clock. We are over the hump. We already mentioned that before.
Hump.
That number to call in is 515-602-9676. When the show was just getting ready to start, we were a little bit delayed. We had a lot of area codes that I did not see reappear. Maybe they got discouraged. We had a Skype caller, which I'm really sad because I love Skype callers because that's complete mystery.
Right.
They literally could be anywhere on the globe. They could be right down the street from you, or they could be in Australia, you know.
We like that, Singapore.
Could be in the land down under.
Right.
That's why I like the Skypes, but I was saddened.
I was saddened
to see them not call back, but we'll blame it on Lady Internet. You know, that's the technology that we live in.
The minions that sometimes, the evil forces, right, Deb?
Yes.
The evil forces that sometimes don't want us to talk to people and give them
Or wasn't that, it was funny, it wasn't, remember Summer Allison, right? Wasn't her name Summer?
Avalon.
That was a Friday show, right?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of mentioned like, ah, things are crazy, but it...
The energy...
But right now, we're not in retrograde, and I just laugh because that retrograde
because,
thing.
Because, you know, she hates that. There was some weird energy. She said there was very weird energy in the room.
Yes, but it wasn't pure energy.
But it wasn't pure, right. I really enjoyed hanging out with her.
Yeah. Oh, she's looking... Oh. She has a Thursday show, I think she said.
Yes,
she does.
If I was not... Of
course. Oh, no, but we'll figure it out. And she likes our show, and we plan to reconnect from time to time.
Yeah,
we already know that.
Checking out our show this week.
All right. Let me throw that number out. 515-602-9676. Next question goes first, be it by phone or be it by Facebook, because we have a couple of Facebook Live viewers.
Summer is always going to be a downtime.
That's when you got stuff going on. We understand.
Yeah.
But eventually, it's going to be not that way. We'll have all three of us doing the show, right?
Yeah.
Because I think you guys will figure out a way to complement each other. Because some of the things you did were similar. Because there was a point where she was doing some past life stuff, peeling the onion, and you do that too.
Yes.
Yeah, so there are some things that you guys would be able to actually team up with on one person.
Yeah.
And there's some things that only she can do, and there's some things that only you can do. But there's some things that you guys actually both can do.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And that there was past life. What else? I remember that one right off the top.
People that called that really wanted to have like a check-in, and there was just no way she could do that.
Anne was
like,
the biggest one.
Anne.
Because it was historical. It was like so-and-so that Deb knew all about. And she's like, yeah, I just can't do that.
But it was okay. I think it was really cool that people called in and were able to just kind of roll with the situation. So it was really nice.
All right.
Well, I'm so glad because she is an amazing lady with what she does.
Yes, I am.
So I'm very glad.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show. We learned a lot about each other.
Yes.
And like, there was only like one or two callers that didn't really get there. But all the other callers were cool. They rolled with it.
Yeah, I'm now going to have to remind her because I forgot I was...
Yeah, and I got one lined up. And I'm not going to talk because typing is on Facebook Live is much faster than the old 23-second delay. Anna's listening, and Anne says she can't call her right now because she's like in the process of going to get her grandson, probably driving, can't call, and you shouldn't call. If you don't feel safe, you do not call. And if it against the law, you definitely don't call.
Right.
Even if something could happen, it's not your fault, and they look at your phone and say, oh, you're on the phone.
It would be bad. We never want you to be doing bad things.
All right, Deb, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Or Anne from the great state of Texas, where you are actually right now. Anyway, she says she met Adam.
Oh,
I liked him.
Okay.
I liked him, but cooled off. And she's wondering, is he dating more women?
Oh.
Now, let's try and remember who Adam is. What's the one in Florida? I can't remember
his name. That's not Adam, I'm pretty sure.
That's not Adam.
I think Adam.
That's Larry or something.
Yeah, and I think Adam was another one that... And there's an Adam and a Jay, so... And, of course, boring Larry. Adam is the principal, so they have that educational connection.
Oh, the principal.
Connection.
Okay.
Is Larry
okay,
out?
Here we go.
Anne, is Larry out in Florida? I don't feel like typing this.
Okay.
She'll let
I
us
got
know.
It. Joe is the one that moved to Florida.
Jay or Joe?
Joe.
Well, she's talking about a Jay.
Maybe that's what she said.
Joe is in Florida.
Yes, and Deb called him the door opener.
And Joe's kind of ghosted her now. He's not responding to anything.
And he feels really bad. And Larry is nice, you know how that
but,
is.
But she's, yeah,
but
exactly.
Boring.
You got the
and
nice label. You're screwed, dude.
Is the principal, and we think that this is the one that Deb predicted about being the one that she was going to be
involved
in.
They had the educational connection.
And that they met up last Thursday, or?
It was, she just said they just met him.
Okay.
Jay is in Austin. Larry is 4 hours away.
So there's another person then.
Well, there was Jay is the
I haven't met that one. Or
right.
Known about that one.
No, she's been chatting, and Larry is 4 hours away, but Larry's kind of boring her.
Right, so we don't know about Jay.
You must suck to be Anne.
Yeah, I know.
Well, she's got a full dance card.
She does. She has a reigning men card.
And she says, Adam,
and there's another one. There's another one coming.
Oh, well, she says Adam date on Thursday, and since she says she met him, that would be this past Thursday.
Right. Okay, so there we
go. And she says it cooled off.
No, that was that wasn't with Adam. That
was
with that was with the dude in Florida, I think.
That was with Joe. I wrote it all down, but I don't know about Jay. Anne.
You know what, Anne? If you get any more guys,
we need to. You just need to just like email us.
You might need to email us like your dating resume.
Right, we need to have all that. All
right. She's like on this.
Is that her question?
Oh, she wanted to.
I'm all the way back to that question, even though we went like. She liked him, but he cooled off. Is he dating? She wants to know if he's dating other women.
Oh.
Because it was a great date, but now it's not as intense as it was before the date.
Because they met in person.
Yeah, and you know what? I have no psychic ability, not no intuition specialties, but I would say she's right.
Yeah, I think they're that too. Felipe and I just watched something about this online dating and how some of the men just kind of like to keep the ladies strung along, and the ladies don't know that he's also on these apps just meeting everybody, having a good time. So sometimes when guys are on these apps, they're really like not serious about settling down and dating one woman.
And
keep you hanging on.
They've been doing that before there was internet.
Right.
It just wasn't as easy.
Right.
They'd go out to clubs and bars and stuff and meet chicks and say, oh, here's my number, here's your number. Call once in a while. Right. Keep them on the side. Keep them there, interested, but not officially commit.
Right, exactly.
Because they're lining up a bunch of women and they're trying to pick the best one to go after, have some side chicks. It could be a player,
but Deb will
step in and tell us the deal.
Well, what the deal is all of you are the mark here.
As we
the
always
deal
do.
The deal is she thinks that she is so desirable, so sharp, so everything that she's got tons of men after her. So he thinks the winning move is not to play.
So he doesn't want to get into.
He doesn't think he can hold his own.
God, he didn't want to get into a game that he's going to be disappointed on and feel bad.
Well, that's it, and that means to me he's got low self-esteem because he otherwise. But it doesn't mean he won't bounce back. He's just got himself convinced after meeting her that she is just so top shelf he can't achieve that level.
Okay.
To keep her interest. So, but you know what? The right one will stick. I thought he was the right one. But now that see how things change? It's not always written in stone. This changed. He met her, saw what an amazing woman she is, and he's thinking, ooh, this one's going to really be hard to capture.
I had to do that because I wanted to feed you more info from her without interrupting your speech.
Okay.
She said, I sent him a cute text today, but he didn't respond.
Yeah, then leave it there.
Yeah, you have punted. Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Or if you're playing tennis, you just lob the ball back on the court to see what their move's going to be, whatever. There's a lot of euphemisms you can use.
The winning move is not to play.
That's war games. Yeah.
And you don't want a pipsqueak. You don't want somebody who, you know, you want a manly man.
A manly man.
Who will pursue you.
Right. We want a manly man. That's the one we have to chase.
That kills me. But anyway, we better move on before I get started.
she already had to deal. She already had to do that. She had to keep on trying and trying and trying and never getting anything back. Why would she want to waste her time with that again?
Well,
there is a really good one on the way that she's going to meet. I think he'll make the contact with her, like on Bumble, real soon.
That's cool.
That's good.
And you know what? Regardless of what I think, because I have no psychic ability, it doesn't matter, because if it's meant to be, I believe in that. It's meant to be, and if it's not, it's not. That's the big picture.
Right.
Regardless of who's doing what and who's doing where, if it's going to come to play, it's going to be there. And Deb isn't seeing it, and I'm kind of not seeing it also from a non-psychic point of view.
Oh, but it's almost like the other one that's coming might make Adam.
Whether he acts on it or not, it's going to 100% make him jealous and pissed off. Doesn't mean he's going to act on it.
Make a move, right?
Yeah, right. It'll be the deciding factor if he's a man or mouse.
Right. Okay, man or mouse.
But, you know, here's a quick side note. Sometimes it's not the guy's fault.
That's true.
Sometimes the guy goes out there, thinks he's met the right woman, and then she goes, oh, you're going to the curb because another better specimen came along. Here's another better specimen. So now he goes into it thinking, all right, oh, here I go again. I'm going to get curbed because she's going to find somebody better, which might be what he's doing.
He might be doing it just because his self-esteem is so low.
Because somebody made it lower. So a whole bunch of women made it low.
Right.
Likely.
I like that we all are thinking here.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett said that. You know, but
okay.
I'm not gonna get the songs. All right, now real quick, I think we should move on to the angel card.
Yes, we shall. We have prioritize, and this is Jim's favorite of all the angels.
Gotta be Megatron, right?
Metatron.
Yep. Robots in disguise.
Right. Also, big angels. You know, we like that. Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
There it is.
Yeah,
it doesn't get better than that.
Well, you know, Anne, we appreciate, you know, she tried to call in, got curbed once, couldn't stick around because she had priorities, but she chatted. We appreciate Anne so much.
We do.
And Anne, since Danielle is got a lot of stuff going on, and we don't expect to hear from her. Keep updated on her stuff. I mean, marriage, children, career.
Living.
She doesn't have time
good.
For us. But, Ann, every once in a while, give us a little Danielle update when you can.
We would love an update.
We expect that no news is good news from Danielle right now in her life. Right, Deb?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I think she's walking.
Oh, I mean, at her age, it's like everything is falling into place perfectly.
Perfectly.
But she earned it, though, too. Look how mature she was, you know, going through college and stuff.
I am so proud of her.
I am, too.
Yep, she earned it. She was like, I was amazed at some of the things she did for her age, or did not do, I should say, more than anything.
And
but,
last week, she had us in tears. I don't know about Jim, but I was like, so I think that was pretty amazing.
I didn't notice anybody crying. I had no reason to cry.
I was definitely feeling.
I was tearing up too.
I was just like, our little baby is flying from the nest, you know.
I was still shocked about the marriage and child thing.
Right, me too.
It was like a 1-2 punch where I just couldn't say anything coherently. Like I was punch drunk. I was like, you're getting married and you're pregnant.
Now?
So I couldn't even speak. I was like, that was two things that just had me like flabbergasted.
Well,
I was like, I don't know what to say.
I think that it's funny because Deb, didn't you say this like
she called it
7 months ago or something?
At least.
I think it's pretty amazing.
Well, she's good.
I think, go ahead, Deb. He's a good man for her. Casey is a good guy.
Deb's child percentage, we haven't documented it, but it's got to be like 99.99.
Right.
He couldn't keep track of it because she's been doing it for too many years.
And she predicted
even the people who've had their tubes tied.
Yeah, all the ones that have been told by fertility doctors, yeah, you're never going to have a kid. They have them, yep.
We've seen it all.
So her Too bad there wasn't something we could bet on and get rich. But her child prediction is like just a hair under 100%.
I know.
Just a hair.
I'd say like 97.9.
I would actually, if military people would know, if I could say what type of hair, that'd be great, but I'd be banned for saying what type of hair that is. Anyway, I think Deb knows what type of hair that is.
What hair?
Never mind. We'll talk about it after the show.
I want to know hair. Now.
When I say just a hair under, but they get really specific in the military.
Oh, no, kind of hair, yeah.
Roger that. She got it. All right, yeah. Anyway.
Bye.
I like it.
It's a see you next Tuesday hair.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
And there's a color attached to it for some reason. I don't understand the color.
Ew.
It ain't black. It ain't white. It ain't blonde. It ain't, it's everything but the one I didn't say. Roger that.
Ew. Can we get no colors?
Well, no. But Mike. Better late than never. From the UK is here with us.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, Mike, I still feel like you don't exist because you've never called in, just saying.
He's got a really complex...
Yeah.
UK political question, and there's a whole bunch of players that I know for a fact you and I know nothing about.
Oh.
So we're sorry, Mike.
All right.
The Chancellor of the Exchequer, second most important politician in the UK, and
Chancellor.
And health secretary have resigned as well. 10 others, the ministers. How long before Boris Johnson will last?
So Boris Johnson.
Okay. Now, we're going to do this as an experiment. I don't think I need to know who Boris Johnson is. I just need to look at the cards.
Holy guacamole.
I don't think
she's probably done it before, but I've never seen him this live on it.
Well, sometimes we have to experiment.
Oh, hey, Suzanne. Keep going. Suzanne, time, so you can, if you stick around, this is going to be quick.
Yes. Okay, so I looked it up.
If you have a question, type it now, Suzanne. I'll save it.
In 1 hour ago, a major blow, two key UK cabinet ministers quit Boris Johnson's government.
Who's Boris Johnson? Okay. All right. I
see. Looks like someone that kind of needs a haircut.
Is he a prime minister? Is he the prime minister of the UK?
Yes.
That's an important person. Yep. All right. That's a world leader. Okay.
Says British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was clinging to power after two of his most senior cabinet ministers.
Everybody's
quitting,
and Mike said he's finished, in my opinion. And sounds like Mike knows that his road is going to.
You know what, Mike? I think Mike is absolutely right. I feel that Boris is going to, he's going to jump ship too as soon as he can.
Okay.
Because. You know what we see here that I think is really ironic is their government is blowing up at the same time ours is.
You know, I mean, we were modeled after them.
Yeah, and just look how things are going. We are.
Yeah, we both suck.
Yeah, put it bluntly, yes.
Okay.
But this Boris Johnson knows that he is in such a precarious place. He needs to take charge of himself and look at the possibility of resigning or quitting when his time is done. But I see him getting the hell out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, his minions are all getting rid of. They're all
cleaning house.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, you know. When, like, a ship starts going down in the water, all the rats and cockroaches are trying to figure out a way to how the hell to get off of there.
Yeah, they are.
Imagine that. And all your mates, all your good, your first mate, your quartermaster, all your buddies that you loved and feared and everything, you're the captain of the ship, they're like, sorry, dude, gotta go.
And you know what? I think Boris is going to be one of those rats jumping off the boat, too.
Right.
Well, yeah, he doesn't come through as a man of good integrity at all. There's a lot of corruption around him. Probably should go to jail.
Yeah, well, you know how that works for those kind of people.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Well, would we like a card?
Here's a card reading. What do you want to do with this?
Well, all these cards came together in a line, and I just kind of was like, I'll just do whatever.
Here we go. Stand by for a line of angels.
So,
got it.
Claire, cognizant, Archangel Uriel, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers. Then we've got Archangel Azrael. You are natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. And then chakra clearing, Archangel Metatron, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. And they all have their arms open to the shapes. So I think they all connect somehow.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be like a huge clearing of,
I think,
you know, cleaning, house cleaning.
House cleaning.
Mass exodus. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And, you know,
so I think in the end, they're going to come out in good shape.
And you know, one thing about what Mike says is we have never witnessed anything like that.
Mm-mm.
We've never seen, we've seen obviously problems. Even with all the crap that went down with Trump, it was never like this.
Right.
No, but.
It was never like everybody just all of a sudden in one little tiny little period saying, we're all done.
We're jumping.
Yep. So that is pretty bad. That is pretty incredible for, you know, a world superpower.
And what we have is a puppet. In the White House.
Right.
Who's the puppet master, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Who is the master of puppets? Great Metallica song, Master of Puppets. Anyway, go ahead.
Right.
Well, the government, both governments are blowing up for good reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, because we suck.
Well, we need somebody younger, like how Kennedy was in his 40s.
You know what?
Instead of all these old coots.
You know what's hilarious, though?
What?
Is the media
made
Kennedy and hid all the negatives.
Right.
And they don't do that anymore now.
Which is really depressing.
They don't do that anymore. Remember, they were like sacred. You can't make a president look bad. And
yeah.
Oh, he's banging everybody in sight. And his wife is starting to bang everybody in sight. So, we can't talk about that. Now it's like, if that happens, every single news outlet wants that piece of that story.
You know, it is true.
Yep.
Kennedy was quite a slut.
Oh.
He was, but I felt like just because he was slutty McSlutterson doesn't mean he was.
But I mean, like, the dad was dealing with all sorts of bad stuff, power and make their money. I mean,
Joe Kennedy was corrupt as corrupt could be.
Yes, indeed. And it went down the little family tree a little bit to the sons. It did.
They were playing footsie with the mafia.
Oh, absolutely. And at a certain point when they started getting high in the political world, they started cutting them off, and the mafia was not a happy camp. That imagine that. But anyway, hey, we got another reading. We got our Suzanne, who could not call in, but she gave us a question. We know Suzanne.
Okay, let's
see.
Is this Suzanne from Mary?
Suzanne from London, Maryland. Yes, she said, let me find her. No. She wants to know if they will create a new job for her at work.
Right.
Okay.
And Suzanne, if you're here, anytime, the more info you can feed us, even right in the middle of the reading, I will relay it to Deb.
Well, she called and asked about her job because she said it was being...
Yeah, she's been talking about the last few times. Yep. And that's
interesting. And Jim... This needs to be the last one before we sign off.
Oh, this is it.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, this is it. We're already approaching the hour mark. I got to go in a little past, so you got time.
Yeah,
but
I got
everybody's got commitments. We got to go.
Yeah.
All right, well, for Suzanne, interesting, because she's being groomed in her own private life, spiritually, for a new career.
Yeah.
That's coming down the pike for her. And there's a lot of politics being played at where she works. And will there be a job for her? I think so. Because she is very well liked from what I see. And there's a woman here in particular that feels a great deal of friendship towards Suzanne that is going to want to make sure to see that she stays on.
Okay.
And you got a man here that wants to, someone in the upper echelon that wants to keep Suzanne too. So I'm not seeing her. I'd be shocked if she ends up getting pink slipped. I don't see that.
Even at the big company I work at, I have seen them
move
things around and create a new job for somebody they want to keep in the department.
Yes,
absolutely.
If they feel somebody's valuable enough, they can go to HR and say, because HR sucks, you know, everybody knows that. Yeah. They go to HR and say, you know what? You know, you have your stupid rules. We're going to create, how about we create this new position so you don't have to be jerks? And then they do that.
Exactly.
Well, how about an angel card for this fine lady?
Okay, we have clairsentience. Archangel Raquel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
Yes, and remember, Suzanne, you are getting groomed for a future career of your own.
Yeah, and even some of the bad things and hurdles you've hit, that's part of the grooming.
I think it is.
All right, everybody.
And she thanked us. Suzanne thanked us, and we thank you, too. She says, I won't lose my job, but I'm hoping for a new one, is all she's saying.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And there will be one. I feel that she'll land right on her feet.
Holy crap. Why did you have to do that?
All right, everybody.
We must have our two-minute warning.
We'll be on again this week. I'm just not sure what day yet, but it will be sometime soon, maybe tomorrow.
With this traveling nomad, we just never know.
Right.
We're pretty confident, with a disclaimer, things happen. We're pretty confident on Mondays and Fridays. Obviously, this Monday was an exception, 4th of July. So we'll count those as 90%ers. And everything else, we don't know.
Well, everybody, take care, be safe, enjoy your summer, and make sure you hydrate. Lots of water, everybody. Bye. Take care.
Yep, they keep screwing around, and they hide it. They hide it, and if you have any issues, if it's weird, you can let me find it. It's really...
Your phone is, like, pink in the background.
Eh, it shouldn't have been.
I wanted to talk to you guys.
Okay, talk to us.
But I have to do it quietly because you can hear in the hall.
Where are you at?
Okay, Lance.